Chapter 1 Coming Home and Making Reports. I was at a house on the outskirts of the magic city of Sharia. The room stretching out before me was outfitted worthy of an evil demon king's castle. It was furnished with a luxuriant Asuran carpet and chairs crafted from mahogany and red dragon leather, overstuffed with mealless wool. The desk was light wood to match the chairs, and the ornaments, all painstakingly created by the artisans of Sharia, would have impressed anyone. The fireplace glowed, its flames faintly crackling in a cozy way that, despite myself, put my heart at ease. You're probably wondering what part of that sounds like an evil demon king's castle. That was all in the unsettling aura that radiated off the glowering man glaring daggers at me from his seat. His presence made everywhere he went feel like an evil demon king's castle or a secret society. The atmosphere of a place is all about the people in it. The furnishings or whatever are just a footnote. It's always all about the people.
That's all I have to report for this time, I said, wrapping up my report on events in the holy country of Milas.
My speaking venue held the kind of homey atmosphere you might find in the house of a family pretending just a little too hard that a divorce wasn't incoming. Orsted always looked like he was on the verge of going ballistic. Maybe that was why Eris, standing behind me, off to one side, was so on edge. Actually, the expression he wore now wasn't his going ballistic face at all.
I see.
Lately I'd gotten the hang of reading Orsted's expression, so I knew what this face meant. Right. So, it was about 70% doubt and maybe 30% lack of interest. Not especially angry.
So you can settle down, Eris.
So, about this misstep. I promise I'll clean up the mess I made here.
Leave it to Kaijin Quagman to put down Kamen Rider Geese.
Oh, yes. Obviously you will be addressing that. The thing is,
from Orsted's tone, I guessed these words were coming from the 70% doubt part.
Something troubles you, sir?
You told me all that via the contact tablet, he explained. Why did you travel all the way here to say it again?
I'm obligated to make my reports. Also, it looks like my plans will have to change from here out, so I thought a meeting was necessary.
I see.
Orsted said with a sigh. He sat back down.
Well, what are you planning?
I'll keep it brief, I said, clearing my throat. As I mentioned over the contact tablet, Geese told me he's gathering forces so that he can kill me in a head-on battle. I don't know if he was telling the truth or not, but I plan to counter him by gathering powerful allies of my own.
Did he really have to look at me like he was grumbling,
exactly what you told me over the contact tablet, then?
I thought that talking in person might lead to some new developments or something, so sue me. Also, checking in is important. It'd be no good if we were each looking at the situation in different ways.
First, I want to claim the death god in the King Dragon Realm, then a Tofei. Then after that, I'll go to the North God. Oh, do you know where the North God is?
After a Tofei, I wanted to go chat with the seven great powers, starting with the strongest of them. Number 5, the Death God. Number 6, the Sword God. Number 7, the North God. In a past meeting with Orsted, he told me that the North God was easier to talk to than the Sword God, so I planned to mix up the order a little and prioritize the North God.
I know not. Every North God's been a wanderer. The slightest alteration in the course of history could make him appear on the far side of the world. After this much has changed, I cannot say.
What about normally?
The second North God was on the Bagarrot continent, while the third was in the warring region of the central continent, I believe.
Both of those were far away, and naming entire continents hardly narrowed it down.
Understood. Next is the...